What's happening, everyone? You're tuned into STM Vlog, where we break down the stories shaping our world from Phoenix to the globe, one conversation at a time. I'm Rod Washington, and this week we've got some incredible stories to share from the videos and articles we've been covering on STM Daily News to the projects we're building right here and the stories making waves everywhere else. Let's dive in. Today, we're diving into two incredible stories that showcase the power of passion, community, and breaking barriers. First, we'll talk about Dream Breaker, a pickleball story, the documentary that's taking the sports world by storm. Then, we'll recap the inspiring Phoenix Women's Expo that brought together hundreds of women entrepreneurs and change makers right here in the Valley. We will also have a brief glimpse into some of the stories that we covered on STM Daily News. Whether you're a pickleball fanatic, an aspiring entrepreneur, or just someone who loves a good underdog story, this episode has something for you.
Pop legend Debbie Gibson headlined the 2025 Arizona Ultimate Women's Expo at the Phoenix Convention Center, drawing an estimated 20,000 attendees for a weekend of empowerment, networking, and inspiration. The two-day event, held September 28th to 29th, featured more than 400 exhibitors, workshops, and guest speakers celebrating women in business, wellness, and creativity. Gibson's appearance, which included a motivational talk and meet and greet with fans, marked one of the expo's most memorable highlights and helped set a new attendance record for the annual Phoenix event. Read the full story and view exclusive photos at STM Daily News.
Now, here are a few stories that we covered on STM Daily News recently.
Amid the current government shutdown, some political messaging claims that Democrats are refusing to negotiate because they want to use Obamacare to provide health care for undocumented immigrants. This is misleading. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, also known as Obamacare, does not cover undocumented immigrants. Federal law limits ACA enrollment and subsidies to U.S. citizens and certain lawfully present immigrants. While some states use their own funds to cover emergency or prenatal care for undocumented residents, this is separate from Obamacare. Claims that Democrats are holding out to fund health care for illegal immigrants through the ACA misrepresent the law and the negotiations. Also in the topic of health care, many Americans continue to misunderstand the connection between Obamacare and the Affordable Care Act, ACA, believing they're two separate health programs when, in fact, they're the same law. The confusion began when opponents of the ACA coined the term Obamacare to link the legislation directly to President Barack Obama, a label that later took on a life of its own in political and media discussions. This divide in terminology highlights how powerful branding and partisanship can shape public perception of major policies, even more than the details of the law itself.
Harvard astrophysicist Dr. Avi Loeb has reignited debate over the mysterious interstellar object, 3I Atlas, discovered in July 2025 by the Atlas Survey in Chile. While most astronomers classify it as a carbon dioxide-rich comet, Loeb suggests its unusual trajectory and forward-facing glow warrant, keeping an open mind, including, however unlikely, the possibility of an artificial origin. Scientists using the James Webb Space Telescope continue to study 3I Atlas as it nears its closest approach to the sun this month, offering a rare glimpse into material from beyond our solar system.
A new analysis from WalkScore highlights the most walkable cities in the Western United States, with San Francisco, Seattle, and Portland topping the list for 2025. These cities are recognized for their compact neighborhoods, vibrant downtowns, and strong pedestrian infrastructure. Interestingly, even Los Angeles, long known for its massive sprawl and car culture, earned recognition for its growing number of walkable neighborhoods, including downtown LA, Koreatown, and Santa Monica. The findings show a shift toward more sustainable, people-centered city design across the region. To see the full list and explore how Western cities are redefining urban living, visit STM Daily News.
Okay, let's take a break. And when we return, we'll drop some knowledge and we'll give you an entertainment update.
Hey, it's me, Sleeves, asking you to please stop by the all-new online hub for Sleeves Senior Pickleball Report at SleevesSPR.com. This fresh and vibrant website is your one-stop destination for everything related to Sleeves' immersive pickleball world. Here, fans can access the latest episodes of our podcasts, comprehensive product reviews, engaging blog posts, and so much more. We've designed this space to cater to all your pickleball needs, making it easier than ever to stay connected with the community and the sport. So swing by and explore our rich content, and remember, let's pickle.
Hungry for something new? At STM Daily News, Food and Drink, we bring you the tastiest stories on the web. From hidden local gems and chef spotlights to the latest food trends and drink recipes, it's all here. So whether you're a foodie, a home cook, or just love exploring new flavors, feed your curiosity at stmdailynews.com/foodanddrink. Because every story is made to savor.
Tired of the noise? Want news that cuts through the clutter? At STM Daily News, we bring you sharp stories, bold takes, and the context behind the headlines. Stay smart, stay sharp, stay with STM Daily News.
All right, folks, we are back. Next up will be some more stories from our video series, The Knowledge. And afterwards, we'll give you an update on the documentary, Dreambreaker, A Pickleball Story. So let's start with some knowledge.
The Knowledge is an original short video and article series from STM Daily News, created to preserve truth, context, and curiosity in a world overflowing with misinformation. Each 30 to 90 second episode dives into the stories behind history's biggest innovations, overlooked inventors, cultural milestones, and processes that shaped the world we live in today. From Forgotten Genius Fridays, which highlights pioneers who changed history but were left out of it, to the evolution of video tools, exploring the technology that transformed creativity, The Knowledge aims to reconnect audiences with the facts, not the myths. It's about reminding viewers that real knowledge isn't just a search away. It's a story worth discovering, understanding, and sharing.
No Otis, no skyscrapers, seriously. In 1853, Elisha Otis invented the elevator safety brake. It stopped the lift if the rope snapped. To prove it worked, he stood on a platform at a trade show and cut the cable. It didn't fall. His company, Otis Elevator, still powers the world's tallest buildings. Now you know, without Otis, we'd still be climbing stairs.
Downtown Los Angeles. It looks small compared to New York or Chicago, right? But LA isn't just one downtown. Century City, Hollywood, and the Wilshire Corridor each have their own cluster of high-rises. Imagine if you could magically merge them all together. You'd have a true mega downtown. Downtown LA may be compact, but it has some of the tallest buildings west of the Mississippi. And it's just one hub in LA's sprawling, polycentric city. Los Angeles isn't just sprawling. It's full of hidden skylines waiting to be explored.
Before TikTok and iMovie, the 90s had the video toaster, and it blew people's minds. Launched in 1990, the video toaster turned a regular Commodore Amiga computer into a full video production studio. It offered live switching, 3D graphics, titling, and chroma key tech that usually cost tens of thousands of dollars. Indie filmmakers, churches, and even Wayne's World style shows started using it. Suddenly, TV production was affordable. It was the grandfather of modern content creation tools, proving you didn't need a network to make TV.
Your favorite summer toy? A NASA engineer invented it. In 1982, Lonnie Johnson, a former Air Force officer and NASA scientist, was working on a heat pump when a tube burst and shot water across the room, That accident sparked an idea, a pressurized water blaster. After facing multiple rejections, Johnson licensed it to Laramie Toys. The result? The Super Soaker. Over $1 billion in sales, and Johnson used that success to fund clean energy research and STEM education. Now you know, that water blaster came from rocket science.
Before Ring, before smart homes, there was Mary Van Britten Brown. In 1966, Marie was a nurse living in Queens, New York. Her husband worked nights, and crime was rising in their neighborhood. She didn't feel safe, so she built something no one else had thought of, a way to see who was at her door without opening it. Marie and her husband Albert designed a closed-circuit TV system connected to peepholes, a two-way microphone, and even a panic button that alerted the police. They patented the system in 1969. That design laid the groundwork for everything from intercoms to smart doorbells. Today's tech, it owes a lot to Marie, a Black woman who turned concern into innovation. She didn't just protect her home, she helped invent the smart home.
Documentary, Dreambreaker, a pickleball story continues to draw attention as it explores the rise of pickleball from a casual backyard game to a global phenomenon. While the film features appearances by John McEnroe and others, it also includes the uncredited narration by me, Michael J. Sliwa, also known as Sleeves, where my voice adds authenticity and depth to the storytelling. That's the truth, and I'm not just patting myself on the back. Now streaming free with ads on the Roku channel, the film first premiered at the San Francisco Documentary Festival in 2024 before airing on True TV and Max earlier this year. Read the full story on STM Daily News and SleevesSPR.com.
Thank you for tuning in and being part of this community, no matter where you're listening from. Whether you're in Phoenix, Arizona, Southern California, somewhere else in the States, or tuning in from around the world, I appreciate you spending this time with me. If you enjoyed this episode, do me a favor, share it with someone who needs to hear these stories. Leave us a comment, drop a review, and make sure you're subscribed so you never miss an episode. Head over to stmdailynews.com for the full articles, videos, and photos from everything we talked about today. And follow us on all the socials at STM Daily News on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. I'm Rod Washington. Stay informed, stay inspired, and I'll catch you next week.